Yeah, when I was about 14, you don't play in the street anymore so much. And the lady at the bakery opposite, Phil Sparks, and Ken, they were both very fond of children. And she said, well, you could come over here on a Saturday if you want to and earn yourself a little bit of pocket money. And I used to just go over the bakehouse. And sometimes I'd have a little bucket with the sugar in. Mm-hmm. And a brush and paint the dripping cakes as they came out of the oven.
Are these the famous Gloucester drips? What do you call them, sir?
Sparks's dripping cakes. It was famous. They were famous all over the city. People used to queue up here.
Yeah. You'd look out through the window and say, drips are out, the queue started, and you'd look across the road and there'd be a queue along waiting.
What are they made of?
Go on.
Well, if I can remember watching Ken make the dripping cakes, he used to put a big layer of lard in the bottom of the tray, then he'd put the dough, and then he would put the fruit.
Right.
This is roughly, you'd never get the real secret.
No. No.
But then he'd put the fruit, and then he'd put the sugar, and then he'd go up with another layer. Well, of course, as they cooked, all the toffee-ish all went into the corners of the trays, so everyone wanted a corner drip.
If he bought a corner drip, yeah. Corner drips were the ones that people wanted first because they had all the fat and everything around the corners.
And how much were they? Sixpence or more than that? I don't know.
I don't really remember,
no.
To be honest.
And they were pretty huge, I gather.
They were great whopping things and about 2 inches fat.
Yes.
You eat one of those and you knew you'd had a dripping cake.
Can you still get one in Gloucester? Does anybody know?
Not like that.
You can get a little one about half an inch thick.
Yeah.
But they're frightened. You don't make them in lard anymore. They're frightened to put that sort of thing in the dripping cakes.
It'll kill us.
Well, it takes all taste away.
I know.
It's taking the taste away.
So you, how did you get paid in cakes?
She used to give me a little tiny brown envelope, and I thought I was about really grown up.
Oh, yeah.
And it would all be sealed with a little bit of money in.
Yes.
Because I wasn't really an official worker.